Spring marks the start of ant season in some parts of Colombia. People flock to the countryside to gather so-called big butt ants. Then they roast them and eat them. You may not find that appealing, but John Otis reports that many Colombians consider these insects a seasonal delicacy.
Carlos Vayuna is an ant dealer. He roams the countryside paying peasants $5 a pound for big butt ants, known in Spanish as hormigas culonas. They're found almost exclusively in the mountains of Santander Department in northern Colombia. The brown cockroach-sized insects are a species of leafcutter ants. The female ants are packed with protein because they are bloated with eggs, hence their big butt nickname. Farmer Miguel Paez says that when the females crawl out of their colonies each spring to mate, farmers abandon their crops and children skip school to catch ants. Paez says when you toast them, they have a very good flavor. The more you eat, the more you want to eat. Colombians aren't alone in their taste for bugs. In several Latin American and Asian nations, people eat crickets, grasshoppers, and palm weevils. Next year, the UN will hold a conference on edible insects. Some experts say they're a more environmentally sustainable source of vitamins and protein than livestock. In Santander, many farmers sell their insects to Vayuna. He can determine how much a bag of insects weighs just by picking it up. But Vayuna is a tough negotiator. At one point, Vayuna disputes the weight of a farmer's ant supply. To settle the issue, the two men march to a general store and place a swarming mass of ants on a scale. The insects must be kept alive until the moment they're cooked to avoid tasting bitter. Some of Vayuna's ants seem to be flagging, so he puts them in a sack poked with holes, then sets it on the roof of his car for a blast of fresh air. Once in his backyard, he lights a gas burner and cooks the insects in an aluminum pan. Then he tosses them in the air so the wind can blow away the legs and wings. The roasted ants are served like peanuts. They have an earthy, nutty taste and the texture of day-old popcorn, so it's hard to tell what all the fuss is about. But then I meet Jorge Diaz.
They're very nice. You can try them. Crunchy.
Diaz is a local chef and big butt ant aficionado. In the off-season, when the ants are scarce, he will pay up to $40 for a pound of ants.
It's 10 times more expensive than coffee. But you cannot cultivate them as coffee. That's why. They come out only once a year and not everywhere.
Diaz is willing to pay a premium because he specializes in ant-based recipes at his restaurant in Barichara. It's called Color de Hormiga, or the color of ants. Among his inventions are ant bread and a dip made with ants and cream cheese.
And now I'm going to turn them over.
But Diaz's signature dish is filet mignon, drizzled in a reduction of beef stock, herbs, and big butt ants run through a blender. It's delicious and is now the most popular item on the menu.
Yeah, to the table.
In fact, the entree has helped his restaurant earn a spot among the top 10 Colombian eateries in the Lonely Planet Travel Guide. When I ask Diaz about cooking other insects, he hesitates, but only for a moment.
Like a cockroach, you know, because I would say, oh, gross, you cannot eat that. But once you're eating insects, I mean, that's a whole new world to explore. I don't know.
For the world, I'm John Otis, Barichara, Colombia.
You can explore the whole new world of eating insects at our website. We have a slideshow of how ants are sautéed and served. That's at theworld.org.